Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
About 15 years ago, Dan Britton, my co-author, and John Gordon, who is a great friend of ours who's joined us on this project, about 15 years ago, Dan came to me and he challenged me because we had spent probably 6 or 7 years together kind of mapping out game plans for the year. We were like, hey, we were setting those resolutions. We were mapping out the things we were going to accomplish from year to year. And a friend of ours, Steve Fitzhugh, a former player with the Denver Broncos, challenged Dan and said, listen, I know you got your game plan, but what's your one word for the year? And Dan thought about it, and he went into this sermon, this message about all the things he was going to accomplish.
Many words.
Yeah, many words. And he said, Dan, I don't think you get it. Hold on. He kind of holds his hand up. I don't think you get it. I'm asking for one word. And Dan really couldn't get it to one word. And he said, look, it's going to take me some time. So he went back, discovered his word, and then shared this concept with me. Now, we had, you know, run through our failures and false starts with our resolutions and our game plan, and I was just frustrated enough to give it a shot. I really thought it was too good to be true, to be honest. But I said, I'm craving simplicity so badly that I'm willing to give it a shot. And God gave me my word for that first year, and we've been doing it ever since because we've experienced the power of simplicity and the magnitude of life change that can happen when you narrow the focus.
And so this word can and probably should change from year to year. Is that right?
Every single year. You know, we really believe that God has a word for each one of us for 1 year, that he wants to do things in us and through us. By focusing, by narrowing our focus to that word, and he does incredible things throughout all aspects of our life, but it's one word for 1 year because God, he has other parts of the story that he wants to write, other things that he wants to refine in us so that we can become the man or become the woman of God we're made to be.
So I want you to do this for me. Explain the difference between a to-do goal and a to-be goal, one being something we accomplish versus what we become. Make the distinction between these two.
Yeah, well, all of our resolutions were typically focused on things that we were going to get done. You know, it was like a check-the-box moment, and you sound like that type of person. You like to check off the list, and we did. And we focused so much of our change on the activity, the things that we do, rather than who we are. And I can change your behavior for a short time, but if I change your heart, then I know your behavior is gonna experience lasting change. You know, it's like with your kids. When you discipline them, you don't want them to just stop what they're doing. You actually want them to have an understanding of it, a change of heart, so that they do it for the right reasons, the right way going forward. So this idea is that all lasting life change has to originate from the inside out. Change who I am before change what I do.